Scott Patton. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
Feeling like a star already.
Good. Well, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about cleanses, and we went over the colon cleanse and why that was really important, because anything that that you do to clean any other organ goes into the colon. If it gets stuck there, what's the point? And so that's kind of like the sewer system. And then the liver was the next most important organ that we wanted to cleanse. And what comes after that?
Indeed. The next thing come kidneys.
Kidneys, okay.
If you look at what are the kidneys responsible for, right, what is their main function in the body? And it's an organ of filtration. It, you know, all of your blood goes through the kidneys many, many times every day. And so...
That's a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah. When you consider that your heart pumps about a gallon, is it a gallon a minute? I hope I remember my physiology stuff well enough, but I think it is a gallon a minute.
Okay.
So if all you have is about a gallon of blood in your body, that would mean that all of your blood goes through the kidneys once a minute, right? That's a lot of filtering.
Yeah, that is a lot of filtering.
Anyway, so what they do, emanating metabolic wastes, help regulate the blood pressure, activate vitamin D, balance acids and alkalis. Most often that means getting rid of acids. And also it means fluid balancing, electrolyte balancing, making sure that all of the minerals remain in your blood in the correct ratios.
Okay.
So, what's that mean? Well, if it messes up, you're in trouble.
Right.
A small problem can have very, very serious consequences. Like if you get your potassium out of balance, your heart function stops. If you have your sodium too high, your blood pressure rises, your stress level remains high, you know, things like that.
Right.
So, the most common problems with kidneys. What do you hear?
Kidney stones.
Sir.
In fact, I was just flying back from Fort Lauderdale, and I was walking behind these two guys, leaving the men's washroom, and they were talking, one guy was talking about kidney stones, and he said, and he's a guy, so he has no idea what it's like to have a baby, right? And he says it's as bad as having a baby. So I thought, you know, how can you make that comparison? But that's, you know, that was going through my mind as I was hearing them talk. But basically he was saying it was an incredibly painful experience.
Indeed, yes. As I understand it, for a man, it's more difficult to pass a kidney stone than it is for a woman. And I've had a couple of friends with that problem, and the way I heard it, it was excruciating, just really, really, really awful.
Yeah.
And so
before we get onto that point, Martin, I just want to say I did a little checking because I thought that's an interesting question: how much blood do our kidneys filter every day? And as you said, there's about a gallon to a gallon and a half of blood in the average person. And the kidneys continually filter this throughout the day. And all of the blood is filtered about once every 45 minutes or so, which basically means the kidney filters between 32 to 48 gallons of blood a day. Of course, it's the same blood, but it's going through that many times. So that's a lot of blood being filtered every day, which is why it's so important that our kidneys function.
Right. And imagine that those are two little tiny things. I mean, you know, they're like a little croissant. So, you know, they would fit in the palm of your hand, you know.
The kidneys.
Oh, yeah, each. So it's really tiny.
I mean,
your heart is about the size of your fist.
Yeah, and it does it once a day, right?
Well, the heart pumps over a gallon of blood every minute.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if you squeeze your hand, you have to put out a gallon of liquid every minute. It's a lot of squeezing.
Yeah, and then the kidney is doing the same thing.
Yes, but anyway, so going back to something like the kidney stones, that's not a fun experience.
Right.
And what is a kidney stone made out of? Typically calcium phosphate, which the magic word again, calcium. What is the antidote to calcification in the human body? Magnesium. We already that we have said it a million times. So what's that mean? Well, if you are indeed deficient in magnesium, you have a good chance of developing kidney stones. So what are you waiting for? Start using the magnesium. You need to use it transdermally, because if you take it orally, it goes, you know, the oral pathway is how? It would go through the small intestine, out through the villi, right into the bloodstream. But that cannot happen. Your body cannot allow that, because it would be a tremendous shock to the kidneys. Mm. So instead it says, can't stay here, out you go. That's the bowel flush. You have a very fast evacuation.
Right. So the main problem, if our kidneys aren't working, problem is the kidney stones?
No. You could have that's just a most painful experience you can have related to kidneys.
So if you want to avoid pain, you want to avoid kidney stones, and the way to do that is to have your kidney working properly.
That's right. So
what are some of the functions of the kidney? I guess that's where I'm kind of getting a bit stuck on this, because I know if you don't do things right, you get the stones, I'm going to be in a lot of pain. Okay, that's a good motivator to not do that. But there are some other things that the kidneys do besides make kidney stones, right?
Right. Well, one of the most important things is the blood pressure regulation.
Okay.
So that means...
Also, if you have a high blood pressure, low blood pressure, you probably have a problem with your kidney.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what doctors do. They give you, they call it the something pills, water pills, people call it.
Right.
You know, they're trying to force the kidneys to pump out water out of your body. They're trying to lower the volume of fluid in the circulatory system so that there's not as much pressure.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is, of course, totally ridiculous, because the problem isn't too much water. The problem is that you have too much toxicity in it, and the water is there to dilute it. So the solution should have been detox.
Another case of dealing with the symptom, not the problem.
That's correct. Yes, again.
Because what you're saying is we have this toxic sludge in our body. Our body says, okay, we need to get rid of it. The way we get rid of it is we dilute it with water. When we dilute it with water, our blood pressure goes up. The doctor says you have high blood pressure, and it does something to get rid of the water. And, of course, now we've got all this toxins running around causing a lot of other problems.
Yes, your liver, and then eventually your kidneys will, essentially be overburdened, overworked, and worn out too early, earlier than they should be. So the solution is, one of my favorite solutions is the watermelon fast.
Watermelon fast.
As long as...
That sounds like a good one.
Yes, as long as you do not have diabetes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this one is really precious. You should buy something like 50 to 100 pounds of watermelon.
Wow.
And then cut it all up, and then retire into the bathroom, fill your tub with water, and then start eating the watermelon. And continue, you stay in the bathtub, and you pee into the tub.
Is the tub full of water when you sit in that bathtub?
Oh, yeah. While sitting in it. The idea is that you keep peeing the pee into the tub that you're sitting in while eating loads and loads of watermelon. It's a most comical cure, but works.
I'm just having real problem imagining this. So I have 50 pounds to 100 pounds of watermelon.
Yeah.
I've got it beside my bathtub. I'm in my bathtub. My bathtub is full of water.
Yes.
And so I'm peeing in the water that I'm sitting in.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a curious thing. I think it has something to do with the osmosis. But
so it then just pulls out all the...
I don't know what it does, but this is a standard recipe. I don't know. I only practiced it by eating the watermelon and peeing in my toilet.
Yeah, okay. Now, that I would think would be relatively reasonable.
Well, that's the expected. I haven't...
We did have a talk in a previous episode about the homeopathic benefits of drinking some of your urine, right?
Indeed, yeah.
So I guess this would fit in right in with that.
Certainly would.
So one of the benefits, one of the functions of the kidney is it regulates the blood pressure.
Right.
I assume it also will eliminate some waste products that we make, our body makes, right?
Right, yes. Yeah, well, it's put into your urine that which your body shouldn't have. So most typically there will be some metabolic wastes. There will, you know, like there's a little bit of protein, but there shouldn't be too much. There should be some minerals in it. And, you know, doctors will analyze that, right? When you give a urine sample to the laboratory, they try it and check, you know, what's the thickness of it, what's the protein content, and what's the sugar content, and what's, you know, all those things that your body shouldn't have. And if your urine's too sweet, you're dumping sugar, that's probably a problem. You're probably heading into being diabetic.
Right. So one of the things that kidneys love seems to be watermelon.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's weird, because there was a time, most of of my life, I've enjoyed watermelon, right, but I haven't really had any desire to, oh, I got to have watermelon. And this year, and I guess it was probably, I don't know, one of the things that's different this year is I do a lot more hot yoga than I've done previous years. So maybe I'm dehydrated a little bit more than normal. But this year there was three or four times where I just wanted to buy a watermelon and just I would eat a half a watermelon at a sitting.
Yes, yes, yes. Go.
So obviously listening to my body.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. So anyway... I think what we should do really is just describe what a typical kidney cleanse is. You know, at Life Enthusiast, we don't really sell any specific product or kit or something like that that would be a kidney cleanse, because most of everything that you need for it is readily available in a store.
Right. What
I would say is that having good, clean, structured water and drinking loads of that is the right thing to do.
So one of the things the kidneys need is really good water.
Yes.
Because that helps them with the flushing, right?
Yes. What you don't want to have is the toxins in a concentrated form. The more concentrated they are, the more damaging they are to the kidneys, the more difficult they are to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember, this may have happened to you, is that some days you will find that your urine is downright burning in your urethra as it's coming out.
Very rarely, but sometimes that's the case, yeah.
Right. Well, thank God it's not often, but some people have this problem frequently.
So that's all the toxins being highly concentrated in the urine because they don't have enough water.
Well, it could be either too acidic or too alkali.
Mm-hmm. And the acidity and the alkalinity of the body is also something that the kidney helps regulate, right?
Oh, yes. That's probably the most important function. You know, having your pH balanced has been one of the most important topics. So we would like the pH of the body fluids to be at, you know, 7.3, 7.4. And the blood will always be maintained at that unless you're already in the process of dying. But
right.
The blood is going to be, or rather the kidneys are going to be filtering out as much as they can of all the excess. So when you that your saliva, for instance, is becoming more acidic, that's really telling us that the kidneys cannot keep up with the acidity or acid behaviors that you're putting yourselves through.
Okay. So the number one thing when you're doing a kidney cleanse is lots of water, which is something we talk about all the time.
That's right.
What else do we need?
Well, the most beneficial are lemon and lime. So you would want to have juice of one lemon or one lime in a quart of water. Typically, you would recommend distilled or at least deionized.
Okay.
Mineral content. And then there's this particular cleanse that's known as the master cleanse.
I've done the master cleanse.
Really?
Yeah. And it was...
You do like 10 days of it or
yep.
short?
10 days.
And was this just drinking lemon water with maple syrup and cayenne?
Yep. And having salads from time to time.
Okay. Well, there you already did a major kidney cleanse. Because
yeah. But what I didn't do was a colon cleanse or a liver cleanse before it.
Right.
And so, you know, if you asked me, I would have, at the time, I would have said, well, first thing I'm surprised is that I never really felt hungry. I thought I would have, like, huge, massive hunger cravings. That never happened. But did I notice anything else? I would have to say, like, nope. And, of course, it probably all got stuck in my liver or in my colon and then really made not much difference.
Darn.
But, I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong on all that.
But the results were not spectacular, so
no.
I guess... Yes, that the problem has been then doing it in the wrong order.
I should have had spectacular results, and I didn't.
Yes.
Felt really bad about that.
Okay.
I felt really bad about it now that I realize that I should have had way better results, but I didn't do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it, so, you know, and I survived, and the Master Cleanse is a really good cleanse. It was interesting not, you know, eating cakes and ice cream for 10 days and actually surviving.
So, of course, we're going to do all of this year, aren't we?
That's right. Actually, as you know, my girlfriend is a hydrotherapist,
right?
So she cleans out colons with water, and so she's going to get me on. Five treatments or colon flushes, and then we're going to do a liver cleanse together, and then we're going to do a kidney cleanse together, and I guess we're going to do a blood cleanse. She's been listening to our episodes and just having, and she's been going like, you guys are right on. You're talking about everything I talk to my clients about, and I mean, she just has. She thinks that everything we're talking about. Is if you're a lady in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, you're probably constipated, and the reason is you haven't done a colon cleanse or a liver cleanse or any of these cleanses, and she just sees hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women that have hormonal imbalances and constipation and can't sleep at night, and she does her thing, which is the colon cleanse, and... She says they just absolutely change their lives because of it. So she was very excited that we were talking about this topic because she just thinks it's incredibly important.
Yeah, this is hers is one of the underappreciated professions.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to know people. Interesting end. Sort of like your plumber, right? You call a plumber and you pay them really well because they deal with stuff you really don't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if colon hydrotherapists are paid all that well.
They're not paid as well as they should be, just like massage therapists aren't paid as well as they should be.
Yeah. You know, I actually believe that a massage therapist will do much more good to your body than a surgeon. So, you know, we should pay the massage therapists, I should say it this way. We should spend 10 times the money on massage therapists than we spend on surgeons.
Absolutely. Totally agree with you.
This would go true also on colon hydrotherapists.
Yeah. Well, and it's a thing I think that we really need to educate people about because I didn't, you know, who knows, right? I mean, if you're not listening to us, it's not something that you go to a doctor, and the doctor's not going to say, oh, yeah, you know, you've got high blood pressure, go see a colon hydrotherapist so that you clean out your colon, and then we'll get you on a liver cleanse and a kidney cleanse, and you should be good.
Yes.
No, they don't say that, as far as I know.
Instead, they're going to put you on these water pills, which will cause your kidneys to be overworked, so that 10 years down the line, you're going to be in a wheelchair with your kidneys shutting down. So
we drink lots of water in the morning, and then we have the juice of a lemon and a lime, and then we put a little pinch of cayenne pepper, and if you add some maple syrup, that's basically the master cleanse, right?
So now, point. Don't mess with this. Don't substitute maple syrup with agave syrup or with honey.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't mess with it. This is the original formula. It's tested. It works. You know, don't try to outsmart it with some modern changes.
Right, right. And it's got to be like real maple syrup, not artificial maple syrup.
Yeah, no. And Jemima corn syrup will... That's not what we mean.
Right. Right.
Nope.
Okay. But it said maple syrup on the label.
Right.
Yeah. No, maple syrup flavoring.
And maple flavored sugar water. No.
Yeah. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the real maple syrup.
Okay. Yay, maple.
Us Canadians love maple syrup.
I think maple syrup in Vermont and New Hampshire, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. All right, so that's what's the next thing?
Well, you know, the most beneficial herb is parsley, green parsley.
And really? You
could, yes. Yeah, you could make... that stimulates the kidneys.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. Well, that's why we do these things, because I want to learn new things, right?
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so, you know, for instance, this process, live fresh fruit or vegetable juice is the best way to get your vitamins, minerals, or essential nutrients. So that's what you drink through your long kidney cleanse. If hungry before lunchtime, have fruit or diluted fruit juice or fruit smoothie.
And okay, so here's the bad news. We're not talking about V8.
No. Oh,
we're not
fresh.
Right? Yeah, like we're not, it's not go to your grocery store, buy a can of vegetable juice.
This is not flash frozen or flash pasteurized or whatever it is convenient thing. You're going to have to either use a blender and you can, you know, toss
or your own juicer.
Or a juicer, yeah.
You could go to one of the places, there are places that will actually juice for you, like that's their business. And they juice it right there, and it's fresh. So, but we're not talking about going to the store and spending $1.50 on a liter of V8. That's just not going to be doing the job for you, right? Right?
Yes. No. No go.
Okay. I just wanted to make that clear because I listen to you, and I think, okay, as somebody that wants to do it kind of the easy way, how would I, you know?
There is an easy way, but it does not include industrial, canned, processed, pasteurized stuff.
So you have to put in a little bit of effort here, right? The person that likes to, you know, get the frozen pizza out and cook it, you're going to have to do a little bit more than that to make this work.
Right.
And it's worth it, right?
Yeah, the results are known.
So that's breakfast.
Okay, so if you decide to go for a lunch that's a little richer than just drinks, you can have a salad with a dressing that includes raw apple cider vinegar or lemon.
Oh, yeah, this is the raw apple cider vinegar thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been taking, because I actually jumped a little bit ahead of us because my girlfriend, of course, gave me all these tips. And I got some raw apple cider vinegar, which is actually not that hard to find. And I put it in a glass of water, and I was absolutely amazed because, you know, vinegar, like, I'm not so sure about, but it actually tasted really good.
Yes.
And you see, the thing that I know about you, Martin, is if it's good for me, I usually doesn't taste very good. So I have to develop a taste for it. And of course, once I do, like all the excellent products, when I first had them, I was going, oh dear. And now I really love the taste of them. Yeah. So it really is what we get used to, right?
Here's what you need to consider. Your taste is changing. You know, as you detoxify, you are actually becoming more accustomed to the retaste of real food, and you're less needing to have the sweet and junk. I remember when I first started with green smoothies, I used to put a whole banana in it because I just couldn't survive the taste of the algae and you know, the greens.
Mm.
Well, then a whole banana seemed like too much, so I cut it to half, and then half banana seemed too much, so I cut it in quarter, and then I said, you know, this is ridiculous. And so I started using an apple, and I said goodbye to bananas.
Wow.
And it's quite interesting that the taste keeps changing. You know, like I am less and less needing to have the real sweet stuff.
Yep, which is really good.
I think so. So that's why you are now drinking apple cider vinegar in water, thinking, well, this is not so bad. You know, a couple of years ago, you would have probably just puckered up and spat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm trying to illustrate a salad dressing. Right? You can make a liquid salad, or you can make a, you know, salad that you'll eat.
Hmm, right.
Liquid salad, just throw it all in a blender. But the dressing should be whole natural things. Olive oil, either lemon juice or the apple cider vinegar, you know, some garlic perhaps, onions, herbs, spices, all good on the salad. So now we're progressing into the afternoon. Raw vegetables, raw salads, raw juices. Sprouts are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a really interesting one, this thing called the potassium broth. This is an ancient recipe that's a little interesting.
Okay.
Includes 50 cloves of garlic in a gallon of soup that you're making.
Wow.
So, lard pot with potato peelings, carrot peelings, whole chopped beets, chopped onions.
50 cloves of garlic.
50 cloves of garlic. And then celery
and dark greens.
So the dark greens, that'll be things like Swiss chard or...
Kale,
yeah, beet tops. If you're adventurous, you can add dandelion or stuff like that.
Okay.
So anyway, there, you simmer that and strain it and drink just the juice, not the veggies. They have essentially given all of their nutrients to the broth.
Right. Put the vegetables in your compost.
Oh, I suppose. If you have a compost, yes.
Mm-hmm. I do. Actually, I'm quite amazed at how much grass and my sons, by the way, have gotten into the habit now of the all their, you know, raw vegetable type stuff go into the compost too, which I was really pleased to see.
So no longer going into the landfill, huh?
No longer going. And then, of course, what happens is I'm surprised at how quickly it breaks down. And then, you know, I'm putting it back on the lawn and stuff like that. And we've got, you know, a nice lawn.
Yeah, good. Jolly good.
Really good moss growing. Better quality of moss growing on the lawn.
You're in the perfect climate for moss lawns.
I'm in a rainforest, and my backyard doesn't get a lot of sun, so... It gets the moss just kind of takes over, right? It's quite funny.
It's perfectly green too, doesn't it?
Well, I think moss is really good. I like walking on moss, so I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah, especially if you've ever been with Tony Robbins. Cool moss is one of his standard cries. Do they still do that at firewalks?
Yeah, probably.
Cool moss.
That's right. Okay, so the potassium broth sounds like a cool drink.
Well, because you have the carrots and potatoes and beets in it, there's quite a bit of carbohydrate in it, so this will provide some calories without taxing your digestive system much. Otherwise, you could be feeling really lightheaded. Anyway, so there's your potassium broth. You drink that together with your herb teas. You know, some people would add a whole bunch of green parsley into this and boil it too.
Okay.
I think Holda Clark's recipe includes the large amount of this parsley. In fact, we should probably look it up and share it with the world. Kidney Cleanse from Dr. Holda Clark's book, The Cure for All Diseases. It's a little thing. it's a little kind of, what shall I call it, granola, you know? So, here we go. 4 bunches of fresh parsley. If you're wondering how big a bunch, at stem size, it has to be 2 inches wide.
Ooh.
Serious big bunch of parsley, right?
Yeah.
4 of those. 8 ounces of black cherry concentrate. 1/2 cup of marshmallow root. 1/2 cup of gravel root. And 1/2 cup of dried hydrangea root. So I guess you need to go visit your herbalist and buy all that.
Mm-hmm. Sure sounds like it.
Right. But anyway, there you go. And then you can add some ginger, uva ursi, some vitamin Bs, especially B2 and B6, and off we go. We boiled. That's what you drink.
Wow.
Parsley one. You can add some goldenrod tincture and maybe some spices like nutmeg, cinnamon, and a bit of vitamin B2. So what are you sipping on?
I'm sipping on water.
Ah, I heard it. That's good.
Now you got me drinking water like crazy, Martin.
Yeah, well, of course you have been to a sweat session too, right?
Yep. Did a little hot yoga today before we recorded.
Right, so now can you put your forehead on your knees yet?
No.
No.
I don't think I'll ever be able to. I just don't think the male body bends that way. The female body obviously does, but
I don't know. I think it's not a gender thing. I think it's. I don't think I'll be able to do that either. But
there are guys that can. So I mean, obviously, it's not. But
yeah. Anyway, okay.
So you do that kind of for 5 days.
Yes.
And you.
The idea, Scott, is to give your kidneys a rest.
Which never happens.
So, like when you drink alcohol, it's liver load, kidney load. If you eat a lot of protein-rich foods, again, you know, liver load, kidney load. If you eat very mineralized, salted foods, if you're not sweating, you're in trouble, right? I mean, it's not a big deal to eat salty foods if you're sweating.
But right, right.
Sweating, right?
Yeah.
Only guys who go to yoga class or the guys who are working on the roof, you know, like, what are they called? Roof layers?
Roofers.
Roofers. Or the guys who are laying tarmac, you know, on roads.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise,
they sweat a lot.
Otherwise, who do you sweat these? Who do you see sweat these days?
Yeah, nobody. In fact, you're not even supposed to.
Says, oh yeah, right, because they sell you deodorants and antiperspirants.
That's right.
It's a bad idea to perspire in a good society, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really, it's just gross.
Oh yeah, right. So we have a problem, because if we don't perspire, that means that our kidneys have to
do all the work.
All the work. You did know that your sweat is pretty much the same composition as your urine, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Very, very, very similar.
Wow.
So next time you lick your forearm or whatever, just remember this, yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess that's right, though. I mean, they're both ways of removing toxins from the body, right?
Exactly, exactly. Lowering the mineral load that shouldn't be there. Well, I think we've done this justice. You know, anybody who wants to do the kidney cleanse, remember lemon water with cayenne and maple syrup, apple cider vinegar in water, no food, just liquid food for a few days. You know, those type of things will be very helpful and very cleansing to the kidneys. Green parsley is still the one and only strongest agent we have. So somebody in the Middle East must have had a good clue, because they make this meal called tabbouleh.
Oh, yes.
Tabbouleh salad, which is really easy to make, actually. You mix green parsley, tomato, cucumber, maybe some onion, green onion probably is good, and dressing, which would be olive oil, lemon juice, maybe some mint or dill or some kind of a light herb, you know, something that's not too overpowering.
Yeah.
And there you have it. And you could mix it. I like mixing mine with quinoa, but you could mix it with bulgur if you can stand wheat. Or you could even with rice. But yeah. I really like quinoa. It really works well. And, you know, all summer long, especially about now, this is late September, there still are loads of tomatoes, fresh, field-grown, you know, true sunlight-ripened tomatoes.
Right.
This would be the best time of year to do that.
Cool.
So that's what I've done. I've had about 4 weeks of tabbouleh salad to the point I'm thinking, okay, I think I'm done for the season.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the cleansing the colon, cleansing the liver, cleansing the kidney. So we've gone from bigger to smaller, which means that we're cleaning it out in a way that gets the toxins out of your body. And next week, we're going to be talking about cleansing the blood.
Yes, that's the last thing here.
So that'll be really, really exciting. I'm looking forward to this, because I can really feel like this knowledge is helping me to live a healthier life. And hopefully, our listeners agree, and they're going to be trying some of these things.
Yes.
And then letting us know what the results are. Because I'll tell you right now, because it's very interesting being with Sophia, because she knows, like, toxic people and non-toxic people and everything else. And around on each side of my nose has been quite red for the last little, as long as she's known me, right? And so we started doing some of the things that we talked about, and I ate less sugary things. That was a change that I did in my diet. And I'm absolutely amazed how that redness has gone away. And she noticed it right away and says, yeah, like, you've done a little detoxing and you're not putting as much pressure on your, I think it was the liver. And then, of course, I fell off the wagon, right, and I had some stuff I knew that I shouldn't, and it came back. So all of a sudden I'm seeing a cause-reaction thing going on. So it's like, whoa, got to go back to, you know, more fresh vegetables and that sort of stuff, and less of the processed stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, Martin, why don't you tell everybody where they can go to get more information or learn more about some of the wonderful products that you can get at the Life Enthusiast Co-op?
Thank you. For this part, visit our water, energized water for drinking. Because you will need a lot of energized water. We have a number of tools that relate to this. You do want to have water that's purified, deionized, and properly organized, because a good structured water will make all of this much easier and will prevent problems.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this is found at www.life-enthusiast.com, and you have questions, right? Or if you have to call, it's 1-866-543-3388. So this is Martin and Scott restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time.